You're listening to the Personal Growth Magazine podcast with your host, Daryl Daughtry.
Hello, I'm Daryl Daughtry, the publisher of Personal Growth Magazine and this podcast. We try to keep things brief, and we feature audio articles centered around personal development and self-improvement. I'm also a multi-certified coach and a trainer of professional coaches all around the world. And these connections give me inside access to information and innovation that I pass along to you each and every week. In today's audio article, we're going to talk about why defining your personal values is a big deal. Today, my special guest is professional life coach and trainer Janet Daughtry, the author of the book, Living a Great Life. So, here's this week's audio article with an insightful look at this, just for you.
I love what I do as a life coach. And I particularly enjoy helping people get great clarity about life direction. And the number one priority in achieving this is helping a person have more clarity about their values. You see, when we get clear about our values, we have a great roadmap or compass. It helps us make better choices and get in the right lane for our lives. And when we don't know what our values are, well, it's really easy to let our emotions lead our life and our choices rather than solid values or principles. Or we could easily end up living out another person's values or priorities for our life. You see, when we don't know what we value, we certainly don't know what takes priority, and we don't know what to say yes or no to in life. I would say the main difference between living a mediocre life and a great life is one that is principle or value driven. We need that compass. We need that roadmap to make better decisions. And it's easy for all of us to allow our emotions to lead us rather than those core principles or values. And quite frankly, in a world where there's so many competing voices for our time and attention, it's really important to establish what's priority and what is of importance to us. So as a life coach, I'm always looking for the gaps between what a person says they value and what's actually happening and showing up in their life. So let me give you some examples. If you say you value honesty, but you're not being honest with yourself or others around you, then you're probably and most likely compromising who you are as a person. And with that, you're signing up for inner conflict and stress because you're compromising something that you say you value or deem important. If you told me that you value financial stability, but you don't do anything to put yourself in a more stable place financially, then I would assume there's a real disconnect somewhere between your values, or maybe there's something you value a little bit more than financial stability. Likewise, if you say you value health, but you're constantly eating junk food, then your actions may say that your health still hasn't taken a front seat in your priorities or values. If you tell me that family is one of your values, but you never make family a priority anywhere in your time or schedule, then I'd probably wonder what's competing with your family. What we fail to often realize is that our actions are speaking more loudly about what we value than anything else. So if we're going to live a better life and get beyond mediocrity, then we need to have a whole lot of clarity about what we value. It becomes important to decide what is the most important thing. So let me ask you a question. When was the last time you conducted an inventory of the things that really matter to you? And more importantly, how does your life reflect those priorities or values in your choices and decisions? And where may you need a course adjustment so you can move from a mediocre life to a great life? I believe our values in life are really a big deal. And in a world where values often seem to be up for grabs, it's really important to decide what your values will truly be. As Roy Disney once said, it's not hard to make a decision once you know what your values are.
Thank you, Janet. We'll be right back right after this message.
Come visit us at personalgrowthmagazine.com. As our name implies, we're all about accelerating your personal growth and development. Through our relationship with over 1,000 life coaches from almost 50 countries around the world, we bring you fresh content each week that is instantly usable and very easy to understand. Featuring written articles and online videos, we explore relevant topics such as mindset, productivity, purpose, money, health, and personal relationships. We even curate videos by folks like Tony Robbins, John Maxwell, Brendan Burchard, and Dr. Oz. There really is something for everyone at personalgrowthmagazine.com, and we're open 24/7. We also offer online video courses on subjects like motivation, confidence, goal setting, and life's little obstacles. So come get motivated and inspired, and you might even learn a thing or two while you're at it. Join us now at personalgrowthmagazine.com.
Hi, Daryl Daughtry again. We've been talking about why defining your personal values is such a big deal. I call them the decisions you make before the decisions you make. In other words, if you will decide on your personal values and principles ahead of time, then when you need to make an important decision, your values will be there to guide you. I call them my non-negotiables. They are the things that I choose to honor no matter what. I hope today's podcast has been helpful to you. And for more audio articles like this, go to personalgrowthmagazine.com.